Hello. Welcome. This is November the 11th, and this is Perrier. We're going to have Q&A with Perrier on calcium bentonite clay. I'd like to start the show with a moment of appreciation for our veterans. Today is Veterans Day, and a lot of you might be aware of a conscious movement of spreading love and peace on the planet today. So if so, please take a moment to appreciate our veterans, those that have died for our freedom, and those that are in battle, and just pray a healing, saving light around them to protect them. And in the same time, let's just pass love out, spread love out to everyone on the planet, that we can be in unity and love, and from love we can go forth. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm always excited to talk about clay. We already have some questions waiting for us. I did want to start today with addressing how clay works. What is it about clay that helps it to work? There are several elements to the clay that make it multifaceted because it can work in so many areas of the body to promote, it's a catalyst for healing, speeding up healing process. One part of that is its detoxing component. It has a strong ionic charge and electromagnetic energy that makes it one of the quickest, most efficient detoxing agents on the planet today. It's a wonderful modality for detoxing. It doesn't make you sick. It is a natural cleanse that doesn't send you to the bathroom. You don't have to sit on the commode all day or get sick at your stomach. So those are a few myths I want to pop about cleansing and detoxing. Another element of clay is the 9.7 pH, so it's all about alkalizing the body, bring it into balance. Clay is homeostatic, and homeostatic means balance. It wants to bring the body into balance, so it has an innate wisdom about it that doesn't want to over-alkalize or under-alkalize, but it just wants to bring out that equilibrium and balance in the body. Another component is its stimulation. When you apply it topically, it draws that pulling, that stimulation pulls blood flow and oxygen to the cells, to the surface, and to the cells of our body. And that's what's needed for cellular repair. Often we have dormant cells in the body that aren't really contributing. They're just kind of laying there. And, of course, we have cellular die-off every day, particularly on the skin. Skin cells are dying off and shedding off every day, so it helps detox and pull that away. So there are many elements to clay that help it do what it does, but it's very difficult to understand. There are many things about clay I don't have a definitive answer for how it does what it does, and some of those we're going to address today. I have a question from Marilyn in Duluth, Minnesota. She said, can living clay help with athlete's foot? And if so, how do you use it? Marilyn, I would get a clay paste, what we call the cleansing clay mask, the clay that's prepared with water for topical use. If you're using the living clay, it's going to be a 1-to-3 ratio. With other bentonite clay, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. But you want to mix the paste and put it on thickly on the affected foot and all around the area. And I'm talking about a half an inch thick or so. And then you can either let it dry or wrap that foot in saran wrap or Glad press and seal, something that will keep the wet clay in place. It's okay if you want to let it dry, wash it off, and put fresh clay on there. But the main thing is have it on thickly. I know you can't wear something like that to work if you work during the day, but when you get home in the evening, smother your foot with clay, wrap it up, walk around with it on there at night, cover your foot like that. You may want to put a sock over the saran wrap to kind of hold it in place and sleep with it on at night. Now then, your shoes are already infected, so take a little clay mud on a sponge and wipe it inside your shoes. Often we get it started healing and then we get back into old shoes and forget that that fungus is already in there waiting to take hold again. In addition to that, I always recommend drinking the clay. You want a pure, clean clay to drink, and naturally I recommend the living clay. I would drink 2 ounces twice a day. If you're on medication, wait a couple hours between your medicines and the clay. Otherwise, just drink the clay. You do want to drink water in the day to help carry out the toxins and the die-off. So I would drink 2 ounces twice a day until you get that cleared up, and then you can back down and find your maintenance level. Paul from Salinas, Kansas has a frequently asked question, and we've discussed it before, but we'll address it again. What's the difference between sodium and calcium bentonite clays? Can they both be used internally? Yes, they can. Your sodium bentonites are your Sonys, your Great Plains, Yerba Prima. These are on the market. It's a premixed liquid that you can buy, but it is a sodium, and you'll notice if you've ever tried them, they're thick and gooey. It doesn't have the best taste in the world. The difference between a sodium and calcium is the amount of sodium. A clay gets a sodium name to it if it has more than 2% volume in sodium in the minerals in the clay. Now, it's not limited to 2%. Some sodium bentonites have as much as 14 or 16% sodium. That's a lot of salt. Most of these are used for industrial purposes and not drinking purposes. The sodium, the Sonys, the Great Plains, the Yerba Prima, these have been processed with a cleansing process to meet the standards for the FDA so it can be taken internally. And this has diluted the efficacy of the clay. We've had a lot of people that have taken that and choose to take the living clay and say they can tell an immediate difference. The living clay is so much stronger because it is all natural and hasn't been manipulated, if you will. Now, that's not the only difference. Your calcium bentonites are like a little thin stack of business cards. And as you add the water, they expand, and the space between expands and grows larger. Now, the molecular structure of a calcium bentonite is 2 octahedral layers and 1 tetrahedral layer. Your octahedral are 8-sided, and the minerals are joined. There's more connecting points for joining things, and it gives it a bigger space. And then in the middle are these like little pyramids or tetrahedral triangular spaces. So they have this little honeycomb of spaces with the octahedral on the bottom. So the drawing potential pulls these toxins into the interior of the clay molecule and captures them. It holds the toxins there. So they literally have a large space there for holding the toxins. Sodium bentonite has a little different molecular configuration, too. Now, your business cards have more surface area. If you lay out a whole stack of cards, it's going to cover more spaces, more surface area. So this gives your calcium bentonite a very large surface area. It's said that 1 gram of some of the clays, the calcium clays, will cover like a fourth of a football field. That's the area that the clay has. And this is difficult to talk about because we're talking about chemistry. Now, the main difference between all clays is their mineral configuration. They have different percentages of different minerals, which makes a difference. So all clays are different. Each deposit of clay is going to have a somewhat different mineral configuration. Some clays are better for internal, some clays are better for external. Occasionally you find those rare clays that are good for both. That's what you want to look for, and you want a pure, clean clay, a clay that's been quality control tested for impurities and things of that nature. So I hope I haven't made that more confusing. Jan in York says, does clay lower high cholesterol? You know, it does in some cases, and I don't know how. Clay is an adaptogen. It adapts to everybody's body a little bit differently. I had a lady that was a fitness trainer. Now, she's in good shape, and she eats healthy. She started on clay, and the first month, she lowered her cholesterol by 100 points, and she said that the only thing different she had added to her lifestyle was the clay. So does it? Yes. How does it do it? That remains part of the mystery of clay. Clay has an intelligence and a hierarchy of what to go after and what to do. I did, as many of you have heard me tell the story about fixing the pot of chili with lean ground meat and it still had some grease on it. I poured a fourth of a cup of liquid clay into this pot and the grease just disappeared. It went into a rich chili gravy. No longer had the grease on it. And my thought was, it's absorbed that fatty grease, the cholesterol grease from that pot of chili. So if I'm going to go eat pizza, fatty ground meat, any kind of fatty meats, pasta with Alfredo sauce, all the buttery, high cholesterol things, I want to drink some clay. I'm going to take a shot of clay before I go and as soon as I get back because I want it to capture that grease and not have it absorbed into the bloodstream. So, yes, it does. And how? Well, that's a very good question. We're still working on that. Sharon in Fort Collins, Colorado, is there anything I can do with clay to prepare for cataract surgery I'm having next week? Yes, you can make a clay poultice over your eye. Just get the cleansing clay mask, the thick paste, close one eye at a time, and put it over that eye, close the lid, and just smother it in clay. Lay down for 15, 20 minutes and leave it there. It's going to be very cooling. It's going to feel good. Some people have done it starting far enough ahead of time where the cataracts disappeared and they didn't have to have the surgery. Now, a few days right before you have it, I would stop using the clay because clay is going to pull blood flow and oxygen to an area and you don't want it to have too much blood there and bleed. So stop right beforehand. You'll need to do one eye at a time so you can see your way back to the room to wash it off. If you should get some clay in your eye, just take a little eye wash and rinse it out and it'll be fine. Linda from Lake Charles, by the way, that also works with allergies, itchy, watery eyes. It's the only thing that stops mine. Linda from Lake Charles, does the clay help with arthritis when only taken internally? And if so, how does it? Yes, it does. How does it? I really can't give you a definitive answer. I just know people with arthritis say they start taking the clay and the pain goes away. Clay seems to be a natural analgesic. The largest mineral in clay is silica. And if you look up the definitions of what silica does in the body, is it stops pain, it helps rebuild, remineralize bone, it helps joints, keep them lubricated. So I don't know if it has anything to do with the silica component in clay. I just wrote an article about that, and I was very enlightened when I saw what clay silica does in the body and how similar it is to what clay helps. Now, the minerals, clay is a very stable compound. That means it's not divided out into the individual minerals. We don't take it for a clay mineral supplement. A lot of people advertise it that way because it's the only way they can get it packaged for the FDA. So they put it out there. It doesn't qualify for a food because it doesn't have calories. So they sell it as a mineral supplement. But keep taking your minerals if you think you need them, if you're not getting a good, well-balanced meal, balanced diet, and don't take it for a mineral supplement. But it will enhance the body. It's part of the mystery of clay, the spiritual element of it. It does have an intelligence and a hierarchy with the mineral configuration. It knows where to go and what to do first. And it works on the bad things first. It has to do with the chemical ionic charges, and I will probably be studying how clay works till my dying day and don't know if I'll have it yet. It even baffles the minds of chemists. What I can tell you is it's safe. I've never heard of anyone dying from clay. I've never had anyone that's lost a body organ or damaged a body organ while on clay. I think you'd have to drown in the stuff to before it's going to kill you. And you know, you'd have to take 25% of your body weight to overdose on clay. So we're all pretty safe right there. I don't know anybody that's hardy enough to eat that much clay in one setting one day. So it, to this day, does things that are difficult to understand. Arthritis is one of them. Just drinking the clay helps reduce the pains. Many, many times I've gotten that feedback and testimonies. I just drank the clay, and the arthritis in my thumb, it's not aching like it was before. My body doesn't ache. My joints don't ache like they used to. So keep drinking that clay, all right? Let's see if we have any other questions here. I'm going over to the phone area. If anybody's calling in and has a question, if they will punch *2, on their phone, it will signal me that they have a question, and I can unmute you, and you can come on and join me in the conversation. You know, the body is made from clay. God took clay, took dust, and the Hebrew word from dust is clay, and made man. And if you look at the components of the minerals in the body, it's very similar to the dominant minerals in clay. Calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, sodium, I'm sure I'm leaving some of the silica, some of the dominant ones out, plus 50 or 60 trace minerals, and we all need trace minerals. Now, one of the myths about clay that's going around is, does clay have aluminum in it? Yes, it does. It's part of the silica. It's called aluminosilicates. It's in an oxide form, a very stable form. It doesn't break out and isn't absorbed into the body. The dangerous aluminums are the man-processed aluminums that releases aluminum, that makes it available to the body. If aluminum in soil were dangerous, we'd all be dead by now. Because the plants absorb the minerals, we eat the plants, and then we get the minerals. So we would be getting the aluminum as well, and we'd be getting the dangerous side effects were it dangerous. So the minerals in clay are safe. They're bound together, and they stay in the component called clay. When we talk about clay, think of a clay molecule. Don't think of all the minerals, the 50 or 60 minerals that make it up, because it's by saying it's a super stable compound means that they're all together. The heat of the volcano has forged all these minerals together to where they're bound together with their little electromagnetic and chemical composition, so it's all bound together and doesn't separate out. You will get a little bit of the dominant minerals that are in the adsorption layer. And we're talking about smectite clays. Smectite clays are your bentonites. And the smectite clays are the only clays that adsorb and absorb. So it gives it two ways to attract the toxins. It adsorbs through the outer surface edge of the business card, the electromagnetic charge around the edge. And it absorbs like a sponge when you hydrate it, and it expands, and the layer inside is so strong, it's like a magnet, it pulls the toxins in. That's only looking for a positive charged ion. And in this case, positive doesn't necessarily mean better. Positive ions are the baddies in the body, your viruses, your infections, your bad bacteria, your moles, your yeast, your infections, anyway. So that's what it's looking for, and that's what it has an affinity for drawing to it. It is a negative charged ion, super negative charged. It has a very strong charge, so it overpowers the positive, pulls it in and captures them, carries it out of the body so before it can be absorbed into the body. The clay molecule itself does not go through the bloodstream, through the colon wall. It's not absorbed into the blood. And yet, it can enrich the blood. It can stop anemia. It can help remineralize bone and help bone density. I have seen lately two cases of people recently I talked to who heal broken bones in like 4 weeks, and the general time is 6 to 8 weeks in a cast. They both had a splint on that allowed them to wrap their wrist in clay. It was two wrist breaks in clay, thickly, put some saran wrap over it, put the splint back on, and wear it during the day. Now, one of them I didn't get to for a week, so on the beginning of week two, he started the clay treatment. He did it for 3 more weeks, went back to the doctor, and he said the first thing he noticed was it pulled the swelling out. He had swelling and tenderness and pain, and it pulled all that out. But when he went back to the doctor x-rayed it and said, well, you don't need the splint anymore. You can go back to doing anything you were doing before the break. So that was in a 4 weeks' time, and yet he had only had 3 weeks of clay treatment to help heal that bone. That broken bone. So the range of healing modalities of clay is almost mind-boggling, from burns to insect bites to cuts to infections to pulling circulation back into black limbs, black toes where the blood flow has been cut off, the child with the crushed finger that was black and we packed it in clay and it started getting pink, the blood flow came back so they didn't have to amputate. Stopping amputations, I think, is one of the greatest attributes of clay. We do amputations on these diabetic people and their problem is poor circulation. Well, you take part of a limb off and how much exercise can they get to keep the circulation going? And before long, they have to cut a little more or take the other limb off. And then it's generally a matter of 2 years before they die. So let's stop some of these needless amputations. And I'm going to call on everybody listening to share the power of clay. It's something that God gave us. It will keep you out of the doctor's office. It will keep you out of the pharmacist. It will get you off of some of your side effect riddle drugs. I'm telling you, for acid reflux, nothing is better. Any kind of gastrointestinal disorders, leaky gut syndromes. I have a lady with celiac that's taking it that has made great progress. She had a lot of bloating and gas and just generally felt bad. Her lower gut just felt bad. And since she's been taking the clay, all that's gone away. And she now sells the clay. She is so hyped on it and the benefits that she got from it. If you all have never had a clay facial, give yourself a treat. You don't have to go to a spa and pay $100. You know, for less than a dollar, you can give yourself a face treatment. Spread the clay on thinly on your face, your neck, around your eyes. I put some on the outside of the eyelid and under the eye to tighten up those wrinkles. It also pulls out the excess oils in the pores of the skin, and it tightens those pores. So if you do that 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to have a glow about your skin, and people are going to ask you if you've had Botox. I'm going to go back over now and see if we have any more questions. Answered all the questions for today. Let's see, what else can we talk about clay? How to mix it. Everybody wants to know how to mix it. Well, all clays are different. You need to look at your type of clay. when I talk about mixing, I talk about the living clay. It's my clay of choice. You use one part of clay to eight parts of water. So if you're making the liquid, this is for the liquid that I drink. Now, we don't tell you to drink it. We don't advertise it for that. We just make it available, and what you choose to do with it is up to you. This is a very tasteless, odorless clay, and it's a very non-gritty clay, so it really goes down easy. You can mix it in juice. You can put it in coffee or tea. You can put it in a smoothie. You can bake with it, put it in your gravies, anything real greasy. And it's amazingly, if you cook with hot peppers and you add clay, it takes the heat out of it. So if you like something really, really hot, don't add clay to it after you've added the peppers, because it will cut the heat. But if you bite into a pepper by accident and your mouth is on fire, go get some clay, get a drink of clay, swish it around and hold it in your mouth. We have a chili cook-off going on this weekend, and there's going to be there's going to be judging, and the judges are going to use liquid clay to clean their palate between tasting samples of clay. There is nothing better that for cleaning the palate than a sip of clay. So they use that, and they also keep it on hand for first aid in case somebody burns themselves or falls down and has an accident or gets into fire ants. So it's sort of all-purpose. You talk about all-purpose flour, we have all-purpose clay. Most people don't use their clay near enough. They forget that they can use it for different things, and that's the shame of it all. You can really eliminate about 50 things in the medicine cabinet, anything having to do with indigestion, alkalinity, your acid reflux, GERD, things of that nature. Clay is a hero. I'm telling you, you get results, if not instantly, within a day or two. And people are just amazed. I had a lady this morning that cut herself chopping onions. She put clay on it, wrapped it up, and forgot about it. And this morning, the cut is already healed. It's already closed together. So you get one of those nasty paper cuts that won't come together. Smother it with clay. Just wrap a little saran wrap around it. Leave it on there. And the next morning, the cut is going to be closed. And it sort of does it from the inside out. It goes down in the muscle and pulls that back together. I've seen open wounds and chunks of flesh out of a knee. A guy is in a river raft and hit a rock on his knee and just took a chunk of flesh out of his knee. But he had his clay with him, and he kept putting the clay on it. And within about 10 days, it healed and left very little scarring. Sort of heals from the inside out. So cuts, burns, it should be in everybody's first aid kit. It stops bleeding. We haven't even talked about using it to brush your teeth and to pack in your gums, to clean out the gums and keep the bacteria from getting between your teeth and gum, and to help get rid of that buildup, that calcium buildup that gets down in your gums, the plaque that gets hidden down there. I mix up a tooth powder where I use about 3 tablespoons of clay, maybe 1 tablespoon of baking powder, Arm & Hammer baking powder. Actually, I think I use more clay because that powder is kind of tart. I add a couple of teaspoons of cloves and a drop of peppermint oil and just shake it real good and mix that all up. And then I put toothpaste on my toothbrush, and then I dip it, I wet it, shake the water off, and I dip it in the powdered clay and brush my teeth with it. My teeth feel like I've been to the dentist and had them clean. Even those hard-to-reach pieces behind my front teeth, that feels like sometimes I brush my teeth, but I still feel like I have a sock on. I feel that fuzziness back there. It gets those where they're very slick and clean, and it will really eliminate hours spent in the dental chair. if you ever feel a toothache coming on, pack it in the clay powder, put it in there thickly at night. Saliva will have it stick to the tooth, sleep with it in there. Generally, if you have an infection going on, you will feel a little slight pulsating. It's not painful, just like it's sucking the infection out or sucking the poison out. Same thing it does on insect bites. If on an insect bite, a spider bite, get it on quickly. The sooner you start getting it on, we had a lady the other day that got bit by brown recluse. She started using the clay. She used it for 3 days, and it still was pretty red, so she went to the doctor. He mashed on it, and the poison sac popped out. It literally, there was a round ball in there, a little bigger than a BB, maybe smaller than a persimmon seed, something like that, and it just popped out. And he said that was the first time he had seen that happen, and it was the poison sac from the brown recluse. So, amazing stuff that we have here. Play with it, use it, experiment with it. We find so many of our uses from our customers. It's safe, it's not going to hurt you. You don't want to mix it with metals. When you mix it, you want to shake it, add water and shake to make the clay, one part clay to three parts water to make the liquid, one part clay to eight parts water. And nothing is better than a clay bath. I warn you, if you take a clay bath with one cup of clay, you can either sprinkle it lightly or make it in the liquid, make a cup of the liquid clay, so you need a large container. Shake it. You may need a wire whisk to beat up the lumps. Pour it in your bathtub. Soak for 20 minutes or so. Get out. All the aches and pains are gone. Your skin feels baby soft. And you are so relaxed. If you take a warm, hot clay bath at night, you're just ready to be poured in bed like a pancake. You will sleep like a baby. So this weekend will be a good time to go out and enjoy your clay. It's getting close to winter time. We want to be outside as much as we can, get in our last camping trips. Wherever you go, take clay with you. If you go out of the country, definitely take it. Remember, you can take your powdered clay with you and just get a bottle of water and add it and shake it, and there you have your liquid. So it's kind of an easy travel, but if you're out of the country, you definitely want to take it because of the parasites and other waters and just the different foods and spices and things that we eat. It's pretty hard on your digestive system, and clay will neutralize that. Looks like our time is up. It's been a wonderful day. Again, let's keep our veterans in mind, and I wish you all the best and wellness. Thank you.